Next year, Portsmouth will welcome the first of the Royal Navy's new aircraft carriers. And at the naval base today, you don't have to go far to see evidence of the preparations that are underway. When they're finished, HMS Queen Elizabeth and HMS Prince of Wales will be the largest ships ever built by the Royal Navy. Standing 280 metres long, weighing 65,000 tonnes each, they're three times the size of the Invincible class. And it's meant the base has had to make room for their arrival.
The carriers, because they are larger than any that we've had before, have created their own challenges physically in being able to get them alongside and make sure that the jetties are strong enough, but then also in making sure that the support that goes to them from the high voltage sort of electrical supply to the flow of contractors to get on board and work on the ship has been on a scale that's been unprecedented.
One of the biggest changes has been here in the north corner of the naval base, where they've had to completely redevelop the jetty. Work began on the Princess Royal jetty last year, and they've been basically stripping it back to its original 17th century foundations to improve its structure in time for the ship's arrival. The process is ongoing, but the jetty has now been bolstered by 430 metre pipes to allow it to accommodate the carriers. The base has also had to prepare for the extra personnel that will maintain them, building a new power substation, logistics store, offices, cafes and access points.
It used to be the area for destroyers and frigates. We've had to move all that away, turn it into a construction site, rebuild the jetties, rebuild all the facilities, power supplies, everything you need really essentially for carrier here in Portsmouth.
The area set aside for the Queen Elizabeth class covers 70,000 square metres. That's nearly 10 football pitches. Miles of cables are still being laid, walls are still being painted, but it's set to be ready by the end of the year.
Well, I'm really impressed. I mean, to come to see just the scale of this project. It's not just about the £100 million that we're investing in infrastructure here in Portsmouth ahead of the carriers coming, but the whole new way that we are going to be running naval bases. I mean, it's just tremendously impressive.
For the Navy, it will mark a new era of maritime capability, and this base is getting ready to become her home. Carla Prater, Forces News in Portsmouth.